Portland.
The following program is a special encore rebroadcast for these unique pandemic times. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred and are no longer relevant.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. Low Res Edition. Stay tuned for music, Super Indian, and all your favorites coming up on today's show.
Streetside,
Girl. just survivors. Tradition, dreams that I've been chasing. Ambition, breaking my old ways. My hope, my strength, my people. My heart goes down to the land. Through all the noise, we're peaceful. In this war, don't fall back. Stay proud to be a.
I never settled for creating a vision of different living. If it wasn't given from the visit, you're missing my lyricism. Listen, I'm hitting and spitting and politicking on the R.E.Z. decisions of living in poverty. Your heart to see my sovereignty, causing me to follow G.O.D. philosophy. Constantly gossiping, no equality or harmony. Can I get a job? No, you can't. You're not related, man. I hate to see it when I'm animated. Get faded, a native awaited. Say it, so debated or play it. Everything in life has a price and it's spiritual. You pay it, lay it down and spray the clouds with lyrical spiritual flow. Just to let you know what's on my chest, but you don't hear me though. We keep on rocking and shocking, cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Till you open, we keep knocking wood.
mountains, we parted the sea. Ja, the drama's now me come to seek Ja Ja man. They say he sent to us his only begotten son, the Lion of Judah. He come once again. This has been written from beginning to end. You must take heed and listen to words I speak. Satan is here to inherit the weak. No Indian come from India. A true native mommy come from Arizona. Original.
Hi. say you lie to your soul. Let it grow.
Everybody in Cleveland loves the Indians. Everybody loves them some Indians. Love you some Indians. Be the Indian and not the cowboy. Throw on a war bonnet. Tell me it's fashion. Tell me how imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Go to your local truck stop. Buy some dream catchers made from China. Hang them on your rearview mirrors of your Jeep Grand Cherokees, your Pontiacs, your Winnebagos. And as you drive down I-40, your vehicle will catch the dreams roadkilled by manifest destiny. And this whole time, where your radio chimes, this land is your land. This land is my land. Love you some Indians. Honor them by making them mascots. Turn them into cartoon characters. Costume yourselves in crimson paint. Use the blood off of redskin. Smear it all over. Cover every inch. You are Indian. Add big black eyes, big smile, and white, white teeth. Don't forget the fake feathers. Cover your skin. Don't tell me it doesn't come with privilege. Cover it. Hide like you're ashamed of pigment, like it separates you from the norm. Tan that hide. Work beneath suns. Make it so scarlet it becomes purple in the shade. Add feathers. Add bows and arrows. You are Indian. Now dance. This stadium is your bonfire. You are Indian. Practice your tomahawk chop. You are Indian. Welcome the Braves that have a higher enlisting rate in our armed forces. Welcome the Kansas City Chiefs as they make their way to the field for the halftime spectacular. Welcome the Seminoles as a ghost of Osceola haunts the Enfields. Washington Redskins, don't change your name. Instead, hashtag Redskins Pride. Make social media our battleground. We all know that Indians don't have Twitter accounts. We still use smoke signals. Applaud the Chief Wahoo's bright white chompers as it casts you a reflection on how to love you some Indians. Go paint the town. Double coat over history. Whitewash the red bricks of the reservation. Let's have Indian days in our school. Use November to teach our students the turkey dance with color construction paper, headdresses, and teepees. Now go home. Wash off the paint. Go back to your thinking that you honored your team. Back to thinking that you honored the Indian. We are only costumes. Back to thinking that you only find us in Western and Disney films. Go back to thinking that we only exist in history books. Go back to thinking that all of this was just fun and games. Now shake my hand and ignore how your fingers lasso around my wrist, tying us to our ancestors, yet we still survive. Now tell me how you loved you an Indian.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I hope that you are doing well and staying safe. Spring is upon us. It's an exciting time of year, so I hope you get a chance to go out and enjoy the first few sunny days of the year coming up as it warms up, at least here it has. So I hope you can get outside, get some fresh air, get some sun on your face. For music, online events, and more, please feel free to send them to pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. Again, I hope everyone is staying safe out there. Don't forget to wear a mask, wash your hands, drink plenty of water, because as we know, water is life. And we'll see you next week, Indian Country.
What do we mean when we talk about personality? What is your personality? It is the way you get along with other people around you. And with your changing environment. You want certain things from other people. The way to go about getting those things reveals your personality. Your personality is the way you affect other people. Think about that. The way you affect other people. another part of personality is the way other people affect you. And if other people have a bad effect on you, you feel pretty strange. You might even feel uncomfortable. Remember, part of your personality is the way you affect other people. Another part is the way other people affect you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO radio station is located in Portland, Oregon, in Multnomah County. We honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on, the Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tumwater, Watlala bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin, Kalapuya, and many other indigenous nations of the Willamette and Columbia River regions. It is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationship to each other and the living world. We